What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Today, please join WERU friends and family at our annual spring gathering held at the Alamo Theater in Bucksport. Come on down, 11:30 to 2:30, to enjoy the good company of all kinds of people who love WERU. You, other listeners, volunteers, board members, and station staff. There'll be pizza, popcorn, punch, and other yummy things. And you can watch two inspiring short films about community radio. A 15-minute video entitled A Very Brief History of WERU, and a 34-minute documentary film about WMPG Community Radio at the University of Southern Maine in Portland. That one's called An Extraordinary Place. The screenings will be followed by a panel discussion featuring representatives from WERU and WMPG. The event is free. It's open to everyone. No RSVP is required. Just come on down today, to the Alamo in Bucksport starting at 11:30. Do you need more details? WERU.org. Have you ever wondered what it takes to hang an art show with dozens of artists in a library? Blue Hill Public Library is presenting a panel discussion with local art teachers Ren Albin, Melissa Rio, and Russell Webner as part of Student Art Month. Margaret Baldwin, who's an artist, a gallery owner, and a retired art teacher, is moderating the discussion between the three art educators on the work they do with their students and what it takes to help create a successful Student Art Month. You have until April 29th to see the show, which has artwork from kids from the entire Blue Hill Peninsula and Deer Isle from pre-K to 12th grade. But the panel discussion is happening Tuesday night, April 14th, 7 p.m. More information? bhpl.net. You'll want to head to the Northeast Harbor Library on Wednesday, 5:30. They've got a live reading from Echoes in the Fog, a literary reflection on the liminal spaces of Maine's coast. The readers will include Ron Beard, William Henry Forrester, Annalise Giacomides, Valerie Lawson, Catherine Lee, Cynthia Reeves, Marianne Stratton, Douglas Wright, and more. Echoes in the Fog gathered together 58 poets, essayists, storytellers, and photographers who explored the mystery and beauty of Maine's coast. Each piece reveals how tide, weather, or light shape the lives of those who call the shoreline home. This book was published by 12 Willows Press last year. Northeast Harbor Library would like you to register, so head over to their website for this April 15th event. Do you need some inspiration to get writing your poems to celebrate Poetry Month? The Wendell Gilley Museum in Southwest Harbor has you covered. Acadia National Park artist-in-residence Samantha DeFlitch will share poems from her in-progress manuscript, Singing Ground. This is happening at the Wendell Gilley on April 17th. Her work is informed by documentary poetics, making use of found materials such as specimen tags, regulations, and reports. Now, stay with me here. Samantha is interested in how different registers of speech amplify the tension between loss and hope, and her work emphasizes the importance of perception in addressing environmental crises. Now, after the reading, she'll lead a brief writing workshop in which you, yes, you, will write your own poems guided by her documentary process. You'll leave with a draft piece and prompts to strengthen your own process of noticing, journaling, and writing. The event is free and open to all, but registration is required. So head over to wendellgilleymuseum.org to register for the event that's happening April 17th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Maine's got our newly appointed Poet Laureate. Don Potter was selected by the Maine Arts Commission to serve a 5-year term. If you Google Poet Laureate Don Potter, you'll find Dawn's blog with info on her career. She directs poetry and teaching programs at Monson Arts and offers online poetry classes via the Poetry Kitchen. Do you know about Monson Arts? If not, check out monsonarts.org. It's pretty exciting what rural Maine has to offer. Got an event you want to publicize? Get it onto the WERU calendar at weru.org, and maybe it'll be featured here. It's so simple to post on the calendar. Go to weru.org, click on Community Calendar, choose Submit an Event. It's a simple form to use. Encourage event organizers to post here. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street? Hoping to see you at the Alamo today, 11:30 to 2:30.